Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble.
On this week's Wobble, Sarah wasn't there, but I was joined by Heather Muir.
Yes.
Now, Heather, I met in New York when I was giving her a spray tan, and I was so interested by her and her job because, as you will see through this interview, Heather has had to make some pretty serious sacrifices to get her dream life. She currently is the beauty director for Real Simple and Health magazines in America. So there's massive amounts of readership and audiences that she has to deal with on a daily basis. Like, she's got a big responsibility. This is Heather. I am currently sat here in a magazine office in New York. I'm overlooking an amazing skyline. I'm kind of like freaking out because we've just been in a beauty cupboard. I'm sat here with Heather Muir. Now, Heather came into my life, I would say 2 months ago.
Sounds about right.
And I gave you a spray tan and I remember leaving you and feeling really inspired by your lifestyle and your energy. And I thought you would be an epic guest on Wobble.
Jules, you're so cute.
I'm just honest, babes. But tell me, because I know what you do, I know about the magazines that you edit, but I want to hear it in your own words. So tell me, like, how you got into doing what you're doing.
Totally. So I'm really living my dream career, which, you know, I'm from this tiny town in Pennsylvania, and I never thought I would hear those words come out of my mouth. I've been doing it for 11 years. I'm a beauty director at two magazines. And I feel like when I was growing up, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, all throughout school, I would change directions. One day I wanted to be a chiropractor because I really liked to crack my back and my knuckles, weird, and knees. One day I took a little quiz and it said I should be like an aerobic instructor. None of those things worked out, thank God.
I bet you'd suit Lycra though.
Thanks, Will. My mom actually sold Mary Kay skincare as like a part-time job. So at an early age, at like 12, she was like, this is what you need to do to take care of your skin. You cleanse, you tone, you moisturize. And I loved it because all of her clients and customers would come to our basement, shop her little cabinet of products, a much smaller cabinet than I have now. And I loved the fact that they would leave our house feeling so happy. Like, they'd come in all kind of like tired and down, and she would do her little makeover with them, and they would leave just like so much happier than when they came in. And I always thought, like, I want to have that effect on people. So I didn't really know what I wanted to do with it. I loved beauty, and in school I always loved writing. I hated math. Hated. But I loved writing. I never knew how you could put them together until one day I met a beauty editor.
And where did you meet?
So it's a long story, but one of my ex-boyfriend's sister is like the biggest New York City beauty editor there is.
Okay.
So one day, after like years of me kind of like Googling over her, she would always bring me home products when she came to visit us for the holidays. And one day she finally said, why don't you move to New York for the summer and come intern for me? So that was like the biggest break in my career.
That was the break.
That was the break, you know. And the thing is, with magazines, there are not many of them, especially now. And in each magazine, there's anywhere from one to maybe five beauty editors. So it's a very small little pool. So I was so appreciative and grateful to her. Her name's Leah. She's my mentor. I love her. She gave me a chance. I interned for Self Magazine, which is no longer a publication, but it's a website. and they're on social, and it's like very inspiring. So I'm from the tiniest one stoplight town in Pennsylvania, where you literally have to wait for cows to cross the road, I swear. So moving to New York City for the summer was like, whoa, you know, I didn't even know what to do with myself. But when I found out I got my internship, I just like, my parents like dumped me in their van and we drove up, and, I stayed with a girl that I knew. I stayed in her walk-in closet. That's where I lived for the summer.
Like on the floor in a walk-in closet.
Yeah. I did a blow up mattress. And of course, this girl was like, oh yeah, you can come live with me. I have the room. And when I got there, it was like her closet. But it was so much fun. And I love her. And I'm so thankful that she let me stay with her. And I started my internship. So when I got to Condé Nast, I walked into Self Magazine and Leah showed me the beauty closet. And it was what you were just in, Jules. You were describing the cupboard. Yeah. I love that you say the word cupboard. That's so cute. And it's just shelves and shelves of the latest and greatest products that haven't even hit the market yet. So, and my job was to like log them in, to pick up on any trends that we were seeing. You know, one day it's like, oh, all these products have turmeric in it or whatever. Man. I got to interview dermatologists, meet with companies, go to these different events. And literally within the first day, I was like, this is where I'm meant to be. Like, this is what I want to do. And that kind of kicked off my career. Mm-hmm. That was 12 years ago. I'm an old lady now. My first job out of college was at Cosmo, which was such a dream come true. I worked for Kate White, and literally it was like you went to work and there were just like shirtless male models all over the office. Like Ludacris would come in and like pop champagne, and just, it was like one day there was like a tiger in our office. Like it was the craziest shit, and it just blew my mind and I loved it so much. I spent time there, and I've always been in beauty. And you know, along the way, I've gotten to write a lot more. At Cosmo, I got to do a radio show, which was so fun. I got to help write a book, which like I never thought I'd get to do. So to see your book in like a Barnes and Noble, it's like, it's so freaking cool.
That's crazy.
I then worked at 17 magazine. I worked at Allure, which I loved. I got to like interview Beyonce and Justin Timberlake. Met so many incredible people along the way. I worked at Fitness magazine, which gave me a chance to expand. I still covered beauty, but I got kind of into like wellness and fitness, which has been really cool because I'm a believer in if whatever you're writing about, you kind of have to like live that life.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like you want to be as authentic as possible. And then after fitness, I got my job at Real Simple, where I am now. I've been here about 3 years, and then recently I've taken on the beauty director role at Health Magazine too. So it's a complete dream come true.
So for those who don't know what, like American magazines, mm-hmm. what do both of those magazines encompass?
So for Real Simple, we're 18 years old. In the life of magazine, that's relatively still new.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful magazine. People love to like display it in their homes, put it on their coffee table. Our aesthetic is very like minimal, organized. I don't know if you guys know the Neat Method, but if you follow them on Instagram, they make pantries look like color-coded, like dream zones. And the whole motto of the magazine is to simplify and streamline your life. Like, we're all so busy and everything's so, like, cluttered and hectic. So whether it comes to cooking, fashion, beauty, my favorite, everything's about kind of honing in so that you can get out the door quickly but still look amazing. And then when we pivot to health, that's all about like feeling good is looking good. And I love it because I think a lot of fitness magazines, you look at like the cover and you think, well, shit, if I don't have rock hard abs, like I can't even open this. And that's not what we're about at all. It's all about like, you know, caring about your health and wellness and taking time for self-care and celebrating you and just kind of being the best that you can be.
I think you really are your job role like inside and out, because I feel like you juggle a million things. Because what time do you get up?
So I get up at 4:30 in the morning, which trust me, I never thought I would be that person. I used to like, you know, sleep in until like 11 a.m. on the weekends. But I've really learned, and this is a lot my husband kind of wore off on me, his kind of like messaging and motivation is like to win the day every day. And I think as you get older, you do learn that like there's just so much to do in life and you want to experience and can't sleep it all away. So I get up super early because I have a long commute.
How long is your commute?
commute 5 hours a day.
So 2.5 hours in, 2.5 hours out.
Yes. So my job is in New York City. It's downtown. And my husband and I, about 5 years ago, bought a home in the Hudson Valley, which is in the country north of the city. So, you know, I know it sounds completely insane, but I love having the best of both worlds. Like, I get to live my New York City glamorous life where I go to these like fabulous events and I have this beautiful office. But then on the weekends, I get to have a house and a yard for my dogs. And we live in a very small, kind of quaint, chill town where I like can live in my Uggs and never wear makeup. And it's like just the best of both worlds.
So you just have this complete contrast. Because honestly, when you say that you commute for 2.5 hours into work every day, like, honestly, I just hear that and go, fuck that.
I know,
like,
it's insane.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
How long have you done that for?
I've done it for about 5 years.
What keeps you motivated to do that? Like, because I know our industry and it's a lot of events at night, mm-hmm. or early morning breakfast. Mm-hmm. So how do you every morning wake up and like, I want to say it's that film set thing of going, I love my job, I love my job, I love my job. But you obviously clearly do love your job.
I do.
And you're making your, you know, lifestyle work. But how do you keep motivated?
So I honestly think if you have something you love on either end of the commute, it's possible. I think if I didn't love my job, or like, you know, I was like still living with my parents and it was like a forced situation, I was trying to save money, like one of those types of things. But the commute is my choice. Like, I decided to buy my home where I did and I decided to work where I do. So I feel like I own that, you know, and it's not, I'm not being forced to do it. I chose to do it. And I really love both being a city girl and a country girl. Mm-hmm. And most people don't get to do it. Sure, I wish it was an hour, you know. Mm-hmm. But honestly, it's like you make it what you want to make it. If I would get up and bitch about it every day and like I have to get up so early and I don't have much time at home and I'm always running around and, you know, you do kind of have to live on a schedule, you know, because if you're 5 minutes late, it like screws up your whole day. But I think that if you have a good attitude about it, and for me, I make the train my me time. So it's like I totally decompress from work. You know, it's my time to be on social media. So all throughout the day when I'm at these cool events, I'll save pictures. And then when I get on the train, I can post and do fun captions. And, you know, I can listen to podcasts and listen to music and sleep. And I actually do my entire like makeup beauty routine on the train, which... I used to be one of those snobs where I'd like see a girl putting on mascara on the subway and I'm like, oh girl, gross. But now it's fine. I bring my whole kit. I have this like giant Chanel bag that's like super heavy and I bust it out and I have my face wipes and my beauty blender and I do my entire face. So I always say if someone would see me getting on, I like have my hair in a top knot, I look a mess. All I've done is like brush my teeth and then I get on there. A couple hours later, I come off of Grand Central like, woo, here I am.
Yeah, ready to relaunch.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever have days where you're just like, oh God, I can't be arsed with this. And do you work Monday to Friday?
Yep, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week. So I get up at 4:30.
Yeah.
I run for a half hour. Some days I lift weights. We have a little at-home gym. And I just found that in order to get like my little fitness in, it needs to be at home with this kind of commute. So I also think that's a trick too. You really have to make some adjustments. Like, I don't want to give up working out, but it's like when I was a member at a gym, it was like, dude, it's never going to happen. Like, some days I wish I could take a cool class in the city or something, but no, it's just this is the routine that works for me. I eat my breakfast.
So you've had to sacrifice.
You have to sacrifice things, sure. But I also think you get perks that, like, a lot of my friends in the city, you know, don't have a big, nice house to decorate because, you know, everything's so expensive. Everything's tiny here. And I love when my friends come and visit me because I get to show them my country side, which I think is so fun. So anyways, I work out. I eat breakfast. I drive about a half hour to the train station. And that's the other thing, too. My commute is kind of broken up. So I drive a little bit, talk to my mom every morning. I get on the train. I do my makeup, social media stuff. Then I get on the subway. There's not much to do there.
Yeah.
And then I walk. So it's not like 2.5 hours straight. It's kind of broken up, which is nice.
Like you said, you've interviewed Beyonce and you've interviewed Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes when you go into those rooms with certain people, and this doesn't mean that it can be a celebrity, this could be anybody in your life, and you go into a room and somebody's in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay positive when that person or that somebody is in a foul mood? Or you've got to be like, I'm here to do this job and this is a really awkward situation.
Totally. I think dealing with celebrities, like early on, I was so like stargazed. But you honestly learn to give them the benefit of the doubt. Being a journalist and a reporter, you see that their days with press, it's like they are scheduled so tightly. You know that you're one of like 30 people that they're talking to that day. So of course, I've had some amazing experience where I walked away and I'm like, Beyonce said that I had cute toenail polish and that like made your life, you know. And then I like, the day I interviewed Justin Timberlake, he wasn't exactly like the most fun, charming guy as I thought he'd be. But instead of being sad about it, you just think he probably got asked the same questions so many times. You know, these people put themselves out there for us. So I think it's, you know, just giving them the respect of like, hey, maybe you had a bad day and that's okay. You know, I still stay composed and positive and that's really all you can do. And I think as a journalist, my biggest thing is making the interview process fun. Like, I'm not going to go in there and be like, tell me what the cologne smells like. You know, you kind of have to think of like a fun, almost game. Like instead of a list of questions, I always try to think of like a little game that they could play just to kind of make them feel like they're doing something new.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With fitness, because like you said before, people sometimes will look at a fitness magazine, and I know you exercise, but...
Well, I do now. I didn't before.
Really? You started exercising when you started working at this magazine?
At Fitness Magazine, I did. Like, before, I was, like, such a beauty girl, and, you know, I was, like, a cheerleader in high school and college, and that was fine, but I hated working out. I never worked out.
I feel the same, and I've only just started working out again, and I dread exercise. Like, I'm not one of those people who's just like, oh, can't wait. Like, how do you motivate yourself to actually run every morning?
So, I mean, I think in the beginning, working at fitness, I was really writing about, like, sweat-proof makeup and, you know, things in that kind of area. And to be honest, like, I didn't feel like an expert in it because I wasn't living that life. So that gave me some motivation to do it. And then when I started dating my now husband, he's really into fitness and wellness, and he runs and lifts and he meditates, and he has this really positive attitude that I kind of like at first was like, dude, you're nuts, you know. And we just live different kind of lifestyles, but there was something contagious about him being so positive. And you know, it's a little bit vanity, but it's also like health, you know. So it's like he wants his heart to be healthy, and I'm like, well, shit, as I get older, I want mine to be too. I don't wake up thinking I can't wait to run. Like, people who say it clears my head, I get endorphins, screw that, I don't feel any of that shit. But I like the result of it. So I got married 2 years ago, and about a year before my wedding, I was like, there's never gonna be a more like motivated time to like look amazing. So I'm like, I'm gonna do this. I said to him, like, babe, I'm gonna get on the Dave train. Tell me what I need to do. He was like, okay, let's do it. And I lost 25 pounds and I felt so confident. I've always been a confident person, but there was something about on my wedding day, I never thought twice. No matter where that people are taking pictures all day. And normally, you know, when you interview celebrities, you think, oh, I have a good side. I have to be looking this way. There's an angle. I didn't care what angle anyone was shooting me at. I felt so beautiful and confident and happy. And yeah, I worked really hard to get there, but I feel like that accomplishment just like meant so much to me, and I just want to keep it going. And what I love about our take on fitness, it's no restrictions. Like when people say, how did you lose the weight? I never cut out sugar or gluten or dairy. Like I do everything in moderation. You know, I try to exercise for 30 minutes a day, and you know, we try to eat relatively healthy, but like yesterday people brought in Krispy Kreme, so I had a bite. And on Saturdays, we'll like go get burgers. So my message is like little tweaks can make a big difference, and just do what feels good to you. But don't be afraid to push yourself a little bit, because I think a lot of people think like, I could never do that. And me living my life now, like you can get up super early, even if you like to sleep in. You can fit it in. I mean, I lose 5 hours a day in my commute, which kind of like makes me want to throw up just saying it. But there are ways to fit it in. I think whatever is worth it to you, you'll find a way to make it happen.
Like in terms of like body confidence and you saying that you worked out so much for the wedding, like we've talked about this on Wobble before, and like the bridal thing is really like a thing that like pulls someone in. And
totally.
For me with exercise, it's about my mental health. Yep. Like if I feel good, I'll do it.
Totally.
With working in a fitness magazine, mm-hmm. do you ever look at your body in maybe a different way? Maybe you're on shoots with girls in activewear, or you're with like, you with like A-list celebrities.
Totally.
Do you ever fall into comparison traps?
You know, I feel like I know how to kind of separate it, to be completely honest with you. Like, yeah, I'm with these gorgeous models and I'll see them in the room getting changed and I just think, holy crap, like look how amazing they look. But I honestly feel like really happy about my body the way it is. Like, it's nowhere near perfect, but I feel like I work really hard on it. And I just feel grateful for what it can do. My husband works with kids. He's an assistant principal at a high school, and he recently went on a field trip where there was a student in a wheelchair, and he said there was this like huge hill that all the kids were like bitching about having to go up, and he was pushing the kid in the wheelchair up, and the kid said, I would do anything to be able to walk up this hill. And like, I could just like cry saying it, but it is true. It's like, you watch all these people that go through different things, what they have to overcome. And it's like, I just feel happy to be healthy and alive and living, and not saying that there are days where I'm like, oh, I wish I was tall. I wish I was skinny. But honestly, I just feel like it's better to keep the mindset of like celebrating who you are, you know? And if you have something you don't like, you can, there's always, you know, room to improve and ways to do it. But I've never really been a person to be super like comparing myself with other people. I just don't think it's a good way to go.
No, it's not. And we talk about it all the time on Wobble. We're like, don't fall into the comparison trap. But it's okay if you do, but just remember, be grateful for everything that you have.
Totally. And I think now it's such a cool time in like the beauty industry and even the fitness industry. It's like things have changed so much in terms of like the models that we use. You know, we're really trying to diversify things, and on beauty shoots, whether it's like plus adding plus size models in, and you know, obviously like a big range of ethnicities, and you know, just seeing different body types and things on covers
of
magazines.
Well, it's like exactly how it should have been like 20 years ago.
100%. I feel like it's a great message that we're giving to like younger girls.
Like, because in your job, you're going to meet like health experts, mm-hmm. and you're going to meet mindfulness experts.
Yep.
And has there been anyone that you've met and anything that you've learned along the way?
I have to say, besides the free shit, my favorite part of my job is getting to meet people. Whether it's like, you know, the best of the best dermatologist, and they do all these amazing like skin cancer surgeries, or, you know, a makeup artist who just totally changes the way you thought about makeup. I know our friend Katie Jane Hughes, she's one of my favorites. And she's so funny. She'll say like, Heather, don't reach out to your picture. Celebrate your freckles and do this. And, you know, I think everyone that I get to meet, I just feel so lucky. Like just meeting you, I mean, we're basically strangers, but yet I feel like I could call you tomorrow and be like, Jules, help me with this.
Oh, always.
And for the most part, that's what the beauty industry is. And I feel like that's why I love it so much. Every day, whether it's an event or I'm at a desk side, where that's when a brand brings their product to my desk to talk about it, I love having access to all these amazing experts. I recently got to go to Israel with this brand and learn all about their culture. And, you know, I think every day, and that's one of the motivations for the commute, it's like I just get to be this sponge and I get to soak up all these people's knowledge. And I can't think of one specific person right now, but there are like hundreds over my 11-year career that like each day you just pick up these little nuggets.
If somebody in their morning routine, because like God knows how you do your morning routine, what's something that could like set you on the right track for the day?
I just love my little ritual. Like, I hate running, but I just like do it. What we do is we get up, we go downstairs. I love having a person to do it with. I think if I was by myself, I don't know if it would happen. Mm. But if you have a friend, a partner, you know, a sister, a mom, that you guys can do like something together, I just feel like it makes it so much better. We blast rap music in our basement and we like, in between our workout, we dance. I have two giant Great Danes. They're down there with us. And it's just like our morning thing. We have coffee, we have pancakes. I think anything that kind of just like makes you happy is like how you should start your day. Like, do I shower every morning? No. People are always like, Heather, how do you do this commute? I don't really get it all done. I just kind of prioritize and do the best I can. If I have to grab a body wipe and just do the bits, that's what I do.
So instantly the thing that makes you the happiest goes to the front.
Yes, 100%. I wash my hair once a week. You know, I shower every couple of days.
I'm glad I'm sat down for that because that would have floored me.
And it does, but you just kind of learn these little shortcuts that like, yeah, I don't have that much time at home, so I'm not going to get done everything that I want to do, but you just like make the best of it and do exactly, you prioritize what makes you happiest.
Heather, I've absolutely loved this chat. Like, you are so inspiring because you just juggle and keep going and just stay positive. Like, you're such an optimistic person.
Thank you so much.
But we do ask on wobble, because we know that everybody has a wobble. Like, what makes you wobble?
Ah, so many things. I think the trick is just to not let that, like when you feel a pang of like insecurity or something, I feel like you have to literally give yourself a pep talk and just like get out of it. So like right now, I was telling Jules about this before, you know, I've been really grateful to have like fairly nice skin. It's not perfect. I have some brown spots, I have some fine lines, but for the most part, it's clear and fine. Recently, I've had this like epic chin breakout, which I totally could go down a downward spiral over it and be upset with it. But I think like, I haven't had to deal with this much, so I have like 20 zits on my chin. We're gonna clear it up. It's gonna be okay. You know, some days when I look in the mirror, it's like, probably shouldn't have had that donut yesterday. But you just kind of plow through. You know, I don't know that much about politics. And when I hear people talk about it, I'm like, well, shoot, like I need to get better about these types of things.
And how do you get better at those kind of things?
I ask my husband things.
Yeah.
Or just watch the CNN more or something. You know, because I'm not home that much, Dave like runs our household. You know, he pays the bills. He does all of our food shopping. He cooks every night. So a lot of times I feel a little wobbly in the sense of like, am I contributing enough? Because he's doing so much stuff. But I also think, you know, I'm commuting 5 hours a day and I'm, you know, bringing in money for our house. And, you know,
it's
working as a team. So I think it's accepting, you know, your wobbles and your flaws, but always reminding yourself that like you can get better and you can overcome it. You just can't dwell on it. Because everyone, you know, I've got to interview, like we were talking about, the most amazing celebrities, and they all have them. Everyone has something, you know, probably a lot of things. And I think our job is to just like help other people through it. I mean, all my beauty editor friends, like I love being able to say like, oh, I feel like this, or I don't like this about myself. And we all have it. And I think the worst thing you can do is dwell on it and like bottle it up and hold it inside. Like I said to Dave, I hate my chin zits. He's like, babe, I see one. Get over yourself. You know, it's like we all need to help each other.
Well, you're putting it out there and then realizing how kind of ridiculous it is.
Because
someone's going, what are you
doing?
It's
so silly. Exactly.
Heather, you've been amazing.
Thank you, Jules.
Thank you so much.
This is
so
fun. Thank you so much. Read Real Simple and Health. Yay.
Can we please talk about Heather's commute?
Yeah,
right. Can we? I mean, I feel tired for her. So she gets up at 4:30. 2.5 hours. Now, up until that point, I'll be totally honest, when I was listening to your chat with Heather, Heather's got a perfect life, hasn't she? She's got a dream job, da-da-da-da-da. And then I heard about that commute and just how strict she has to be about when she does exercise and how, presumably, when she goes to bed. All of those sorts of things are all tied up in this choice that she's made. But what I love is that she owns that choice, because a lot of people would go, oh, it's so unfair that I have to live here. I want to live here with my dogs and my husband, and actually I have to do this great big commute, poor me. And actually what I love is that she has made her choice and she's made the adjustments and the sacrifices that she needed to make, and she stands by it, and I love that.
But I also think it's quite inspirational, because there are a lot of us that, and me included in this, like live in a city but actually love the countryside. But Heather recognised the fact that she loved working in one, but actually her weekends she preferred in the other.
Yeah.
And she accepted that and just took control of her own life and went, do you know what? I don't want to live in New York City. I want to like live in the countryside with my husband, have this dream life at the weekends. So in order to do that, I have to be the slave to the commute.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that she, instead of seeing it as a commute, has seen this time as, this is her time.
Yes.
This
yes.
is her social media yeah. time, taking your makeup off time. It's her like just downtime, and she's seen it as a window as opposed to a burden.
Yeah, which is awesome. That's really, because we never really hear about that.
Mm.
You just say, oh, well, you know, when eventually I'm going to move into the country, but right now I work here, so it's not possible. Mm. Well, it is, but you're just going to have to really own it.
And if you want that,
yes.
if you want that life, go for it and make sacrifices.
And that's what she said. There was that lovely line when she said, whatever is worth it, find a way. Because you can find a way. And the other thing that I really enjoyed was when she was talking about exercise. First of all, I love that she said about little tweaks, because it is that, you know, at the moment, if you're following me on Instagram stories, you'll know I'm trying to get in shape for my wedding. And actually hearing her, I was like, yeah, Heather, yes, that's the bride I want to be. But it is those little moments.
Mm.
It is saying, oh, I'm just not going to eat that right now, or I'm not going to have two drinks, I'll just have one. It is those tiny little tweaks that make all the difference. And something that you and I talk about with exercise a lot is, neither of us are those people who love exercise.
No. And I wish I did. I
yes.
want to be that person.
Yeah.
Like, and Heather was talking about it. I almost want to be Heather. I want to have that. I want to have that life and have that control.
Yeah.
You know, it is so inspirational, but exercise me, I dread it.
Yeah,
I dread
and
it.
I
and
do.
I like the fact that she said, no, I don't enjoy running, but
yeah.
I know that I want to eat a donut, or
yes.
I want to have pizza. So I've just got to do this because it's me being kind to my body.
That's it. And actually, Lucy Sheridan, who was one of our favourite guests from series one of Wobble, she was talking about exercise on her stories the other day, and she was saying, get it done. That's what it is for her. And that's like it is for me. It's just got to be done. It's one of those things. I'm not an endorphin rush person.
Mm.
I'll never look forward to it. I love it when it's done.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you for listening.
Love you.
We've got some really exciting guests lined
yes.
up over the next couple of weeks that we're just absolutely in love with. So that's coming up. Do like, do subscribe.
Do 5-star rating.
Absolutely.
And also, Wobble is a podcast about body confidence and happiness. And if you think you may know somebody who would benefit from listening to this, we do encourage you to share it, because we are on a journey with Wobble ourselves.
Yes.
And so we're really enjoying making these podcasts for you, and we hope that it can help anyone and everyone in a very positive and uplifting way.
Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time for another brilliant guest on Wobble.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.